From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the ocean's most deadly predator, Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Really fun show for you today. I can't argue with you about your enthusiasm. Later on, we're going to have fashion maven Simon Doonan on, so we're especially grateful that he will be on the phone and cannot see how we are dressed. But first, last week we were joined here in person by United States Senator John Tester, who took public transportation to get here, specifically the Blue Line train from O'Hare Airport to downtown Chicago. Good for him, right? But interestingly, just this week, the federal government announced it would give the city $120 million, I am not kidding, to renovate the Blue Line from O'Hare to downtown Chicago. So on behalf of my city, I want to thank all those great Chicagoans who made that train especially crappy when the senator was on it. If it smells terrible where you are, distract yourself by playing our games. The number to call is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let us welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jake. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Chicago. Isn't it great?
It is, yeah.
The money?
It's a little cold, but it's great.
A little cold, Chicago. Now, are you from Chicago?
No, I'm from Michigan originally, so I'm kind of used to it.
We have some Michigan people here. And what brings you to Chicago?
I joined Teach for America several years ago and then kind of never left. I'm going to med school here now starting in the fall.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad Chicago will keep you.
He's a very motivated guy.
He is.
Do you think that's for you? Is that genetic or nurtured?
Maybe both. I got wonderful parents, so what can I say?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, the rest of us are screwed.
Yeah.
Well, Jake, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a comedian performing at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles on February 21st as part of the tour for his new book, I'm Not a Terrorist, But I Play One on TV. Maz Jobrani is here.
How you doing, Doc?
Next, a comedian you can see in Tucson, Arizona at the Fox Theater on March 14th. It's Paula Poundstone. And we welcome him to our panel for the first time. He's a scholar and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Zealot. Am I really talking about him? Yes, I am. It's Ressa Aslan. He's here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Long-time listener, first-time panelist.
Nice.
Jake, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off with Who's Bill This Time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to go?
I am ready. Let's do it.
All right. Now, your first quote comes from a concerned man in Nigeria.
Our thoughts are with the measles-ravaged country, America. I hope we are screening them before they come to Africa.
That was a writer named Inathan John talking about measles, which we're all getting because people here refuse to do what?
Vaccinate their children.
Exactly right. This is where we're at as a country. We can no longer agree that measles is bad. The good news, I guess, is that it's not the usual partisan divide this time. We've got crazy California liberals who don't want to put anything, quote, toxic in their kids' bodies, and crazy conservatives who want to preserve the freedom of the measles virus to operate without the oppressive hand of government. Obama was right. You know, in the end, there are no red states and blue states in America. There's just one America with tiny red dots on it.
So there was, they found it at Disneyland.
Yes.
Disneyland. I felt so bad because Mickey only has, what, three fingers?
Yeah.
So the scratching. There's a very itchy Minnie.
Yeah. The crazy thing is that this bizarre failure of ourselves to vaccinate our children has ended up in the 2016 presidential race. Two prospective candidates on the Republican side, Rand Paul and Chris Christie, both expressed either doubt about vaccinations or supported the freedom to not vaccinate your kids if that's what you want. This might get them some traction with libertarian parts of their party, but under no circumstances should anyone let them kiss your baby.
You know, this is the problem with the internet, I think, because I think that we doubt, like, science, and then we go and do our own research. My wife is constantly just misdiagnosing stuff at the house because, like, she thinks she knows better than the scientists. The doctors who say, get the shot. And my wife says, no, I will choose to figure out my own way of choosing, treating my child.
You know, so what is she doing? Blending stuff in the kitchen or something? What do you mean? She's researching.
She's always misadvising me. Like, I wanted to, I have some love handles, and I was trying to get rid of those. And I said, I want to eat right. And she said, all you got to do is stop drinking milk. She said, drink soy milk. This is what I was telling you earlier. And I did, and then I started growing boobs.
That'll happen.
Yeah. Well, that was secretly what she wanted the whole
soy
time.
Soy milk.
I would just like to tell my kids who are listening, turn the radio off.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jake. You still with us?
I am here.
All right. Here.
But I can tell you what, he put down that soy milk he was drinking.
For your next quote, here's someone reminiscing about the Iraq War.
The helicopter we were traveling in was forced down after being hit by an RPG.
Well, it turns out it kind of wasn't. Who got in hot water this week for telling a little fib about what he did during the war?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, you're a young man. You don't watch TV. It's Brian Williams of NBC.
Okay.
The NBC anchor has been telling versions of the story for years now. And he did the worst thing any journalist can do. He got caught. What's strange is that when he first told the story, right after it happened, he told the truth. It was another helicopter that got hit. Then as the years went by, the story got better. His copter was hit. Then it was that he piloted the copter to safety. And then it was that he did that, and then he went and killed Osama bin Laden with his hair.
Maybe, you know, first of all, I've never been hit by an RPG, but I would think that I would get it if I knew. I mean, you kind of know. But maybe somebody was in the helicopter and said, hey, here's some movies, they are PG.
That's possible. For your last quote, listen to this list.
Rooted in nature, backed by science, terrific for menopausal women, and cats and dogs.
Those are claims made by various brands of a product we learned, well, are bogus this week. What is it?
Can I get some help?
You can get some help. Can anybody help them? Well, you see them on the shelves of your health food stores, your grocery stores. They sell a lot of them.
Herbs?
Yes, herbal supplements is
herbal
the answer. What happened? The Attorney General of New York sent researchers to Walmart, Target, and other big chain stores to buy their herbal supplements, went back to their offices and had them tested, and 80% of them, 80% do not contain the herbs that are on the label.
Wow.
The ginkgo biloba did not have ginkgo or biloba. Just rice, beans, and this is true, ground up houseplants. In fact, ginkgo biloba doesn't exist. It's just something Finnish people say when they hit their thumbs with a hammer. Like, ginkgo biloba! If this stuff isn't what they say it is, people have been spending billions of dollars to buy just rice and beans. It's a pill for kids who won't eat their burritos.
Wow.
I just want to say that there are definitely ill effects to beans and rice.
That's true. They tested things like they got these garlic pills from Walgreens because garlic is supposed to be good for you. They tested it. It had no garlic. Then they went and got the ginseng extracts. The ginseng had no ginseng. It had garlic. So it's not that they don't have the stuff. They just want to mess with people.
It's just really a labeling problem, but they could have known.
I'm just bummed that I thought if there's anyone you should be able to trust, it's the vitamin people. They just seem kind of, hey, I'm a vitamin guy, I'm good, it's good. It's not...
No, you're absolutely right.
You know, like the Twinkie people, I would expect that.
No, everything they say is in a Twinkie is in there.
I know. Bill, how did Jake do in our quiz?
Congratulations, Jake.
Well
We're
going to
call
Jake.
You a winner.
All right, Jake.
Thank you so much, Jake.
Thank you.